Welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and I want to thank you again for joining us on WJMM 99.1 FM, Central Kentucky Christian Radio, for this daily broadcast, 11 o'clock every weekday. Thank you so much. Thanks for the encouraging comments, either through email or text, or when I see you out in public. I sure appreciate that. It's very encouraging. I mentioned at the close of yesterday's message that we were moving from a one another command that seemed a bit odd, speaking to others with singing, to one today that is in no way odd, but is certainly one of the more challenging one another's in all of Scripture. You can listen to yesterday's and all of the mini podcasts if you so desire and share them with others to help encourage and challenge. And either way, I pray that they bless you in your walk and your growth with as Jesus Christ disciple. You can do that by going to WJMM.com. And click on the podcast tab over on the right side near the top. Click on the Love and Lordship links and you'll find today and the previous 2 days messages. To find more, you can go to loveandlordship.com. That's our ministry website, loveandlordship.com. And you'll find a lot of these and many others, videos and podcasts and articles. And again, as I mention often, the articles have all the scripture texts linked in them. Be sure you're looking at those and studying those and checking me. Literally, check me to see if what I'm saying is in line. And if you're not sure or you disagree, let me know. You can contact me at loveandlordship@gmail.com. Loveandlordship@gmail.com. Would love to talk with you about it. Agree or disagree. So, as I previously stated, today's one another is a bit, probably a better description, is extremely challenging. But as I also shared so many times before, we've got to move away from the pseudo-gospel teachings that place our comfort and desires above God's truth. This has caused much of the lackluster, unsalty living of most churchgoers in our culture today. Let's just be honest. I'm not accusing anyone of anything that I haven't struggled with myself. But it's reality. I see it all the time. Probably other than a couple of days ago, again, go to WJMM.com, and you can go to see today's and the previous 2 days. Other than the forgive one another command, this command is by far the most difficult for us to carry out, especially as I just mentioned, in today's teachings and culture, including many, if not most, of our churches. Remember a couple of days ago, as I just mentioned, you can go back and check it out, that I talked about how hard it was for us to forgive, even impossible in our own flesh. But because we cater to our flesh, even in most messages in churches today, this simply drives home the need for God's word to include this command to forgive. Today's command to help us better love one another strongly points out the incredible gap between how we tend to live and relate in our flesh and the great need for us to die to self and surrender to Christ and His Holy Spirit in us. As you will hear, as we dive into this command, I may be able to make it look good for a while in my flesh, but ultimately I can only be obedient to follow through with this one another as I learn to rely on the Spirit by faith through God's grace. I know you're probably chomping at the bit now, but let me add one more thought that'll allow me to elaborate on in just a few minutes, and that this is one another command is literally the foundation for every good and loving relationship, including our relationship with God, and it is stated exactly in that fashion. The other key point to this command is that it is given in Scripture in a way that reminds us that the most important of human relationships in God's covenant order and design is that of marriage. And this one another must be adhered to if we are going to build and exhibit marriages to Christ's church and the world that show His love. Now, I say all of that to lead up to today's one another, and it is simply this. Brace yourself. I hope you're strapped in and sitting down. Submit to one another. Ouch. I just said it. And that's probably, it's like nails on a chalkboard for most of us, right? Particularly for most of the women and wives out there. But it should be just as difficult for us as men. And we'll talk about that a little bit. I hope you can see now why I gave it such a buildup, and I pray laid a foundation that got your attention so you'll stay with me to the end. Submission has gotten such a bad rap in our culture. And of course, when we take the time to see the great significance that God placed on it and its impact on all relationships, especially marriage and family, and then the church, and then out into the world, is it any wonder that Satan would have us redefine, complain about, brush aside, or completely ignore the truth teachings as to what submission is and how we are to live it out? There is so much here, and you can find out a whole lot more in our book, The Authority of Love, the second edition. It's available at loveandlordship.com. Click there on the icon in the middle of the homepage, or you can go to Amazon and be sure to spell out second, S-E-C-O-N-D, and you'll find it. Now notice that the foundation of loving relationships doesn't begin with wives' respect or husbands' love. It begins with, literally in Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus, right before the specific commands to wives and husbands, it begins with this: submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. See? Submit to one another like you've already learned to do and are daily doing with and for your Lord. How are you doing in your relationships? First with the Lord and then with others. I love how God in His Word makes it so clear how we are to love one another in all the different ways that we've been talking about and more to come, both in what we are to do and what we are to avoid or stop doing. We've talked about that. This command today may be my favorite because, as I believe and as I shared earlier, it lays the foundation for all truly loving relationships within the body of Christ. Beyond that, the next several verses after Ephesians 5:21 focus on marriage and family as the highest of human relationships and gives the reasons for it. However, along with the forgive one another command, this may be the most difficult of all the one another commands. This one another, as I stated earlier, found in Ephesians 5:21, simply yet profoundly states, I'm going to say it again, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ, honoring Him as Lord. Reverence for Christ, honor me as Lord. This is the foundation for every good relationship as it follows Christ's teaching when it comes to love and submission. And that's not just to women and wives, men, husbands. We must begin with our love, humility, and reverence for the Lord, the first and greatest command. And then out of the overflow of His love in and for us and our love for Him, we choose to follow His teaching and His example to humbly submit to Him. And having learned to submit to and honor and revere Him as Lord, then we carry that through to our loving relationships with others. We submit to them. This one another essentially governs all other relationships from personal and the intimate in marriage to parenting, family, church, government, including even how we relate in the workplace. Go look at Ephesians 5:22 through 6, chapter 6, verse 9. You'll see all of those included right after he says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. So when you're struggling in a relationship, whether it's marriage or parenting, family, friends, church, whatever it may be, workplace, do you stop and consider whether or not you're first submitting to and honoring Christ? If that's what he tells us to do first, then we ought to start there. If you're not, I promise you that your lack of humility, love, and honor will show up in all other relationships. I talk about this with every couple that I meet with, and because it usually shows up first and most destructively in those relationships and the people closest to you, your spouse, your children, your family. So let's be obedient in love for and submission to our Heavenly Father and for His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and His Holy Spirit. As we practice submitting to one another, we can better learn to humbly then submit. Because we've done it to Christ, we can learn to better and more humbly submit to one another in the same way. Let me repeat the command. from Ephesians 5:21, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. And let me share this once again. This is the key to all good and loving relationships. All of us need to learn how to think clearly and soberly as to who we are. That's true humility. And only then can I say, I submit to you and place you above me. Let's commit to doing this in our walk with Him, in our marriages, in our families, and then in His church, so the world can see His kind of love. I promise you, if we do that, and it's going to take some work, but we have all that we need in Christ and in His Holy Spirit and His Word, the world's going to be clamoring for that kind of love. If we don't truly honor and love God, submit to Him first, we will never really love and honor others. It is only from our true reverence and honor of Him that we ultimately love and honor one another. Food for thought, closing out today's message. Do you submit your life in relationship to Christ in humility and out of honor for Him as your Lord? If so, then you are likely growing in doing the same with others. If not, then you are probably struggling in every other relationship, and again, especially in your marriage and your home. Think about it, and when you struggle in it, start there. Because that's where Jesus started and God started in His Word. Means something. Action items. Number one, spend time with Him in His Word and prayer daily. Read and study the Scriptures in this message is a way to start. Number two, as you do so, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. Number three, what comes to mind when you hear the words submit or submission? I'm sure the first reaction and the immediate response is not pleasant. I understand that. But then number four, how is the way you respond and react to others or the concept of submission working in your relationship with God and with others? Do you have good, loving relationships? If not, it's probably because you've not learned to first submit to and honor Him. Now, as we wrap up this week's One Another Commands, before our Family Foundation Friday, we're going to take a look at one more One Another that is closely related to today's. So join us and be sure to be seated and strapped in again for the long haul and find out how we can be more like Him. Invite family, friends, and loved ones, even enemies, to join us so they can do the same and hear the truth of God's Word and how it can change their lives. Again, you can go to loveandlordship.com. I'm emphasizing this. We're in the middle of our mid-year development and fundraising. So go to loveandlordship.com. And you can find our book there, as I said earlier, on the middle of the homepage. On the right side near the top is the Give tab. If the Lord is showing you that we are a kingdom ministry and prompting you to give, would you do so? You can click that and give one time or ongoing. It's fairly simple, takes a minute or so. And I thank you for that greatly. All donations are tax deductible. You can also give mobily on the Cash App, cash.app/$loveandlordship, both L's capital and all together. cash.app/$loveandlordship, all together and both L's capitalized. You can also send it through mail to Love and Lordship, 324 Timothy Drive, Nicholasville, Kentucky, 40356. Thanks again. And if we're not the one the Lord is leading you to give to, would you keep praying until He shows you? And then be obedient to follow through and give to that ministry or wherever He may be leading you. Thanks for joining us. Thanks always for your prayers and always to the Lord. Make it a great day and God bless in Christ. I'm Greg Williams and you're listening to The Authority of Love.